James clearly an announcement that will delight the richest ever Judmont International, the richest race ever run at York Racecourse will be the 2026 Judmont.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it already. It's our flagship race. All those wonderful champions with Frankel last year seeing Ombudsman in that fascinating contest. And the instinct of York Racecourse, as backed by the committee, is always to invest in prize money. We do that every year that I've been part of the team. So this is hopefully the first of some announcements, but absolutely delighted. £1.5 million will be the purse for the Judmont International, a record level, as you say, up £250,000 from last year. £1.5 million for the Judmont International to kick off the Sky Bet Ewell Festival in August.
And the great thing, too, is that, I mean, you have really put money in. It's doubled in prize money in, what, 5 years?
It's certainly on an upward trajectory, but that's its place in the world. As we know, prize money globally tends to be more significant in the UK because of their different funding models. Yes, we've got the prestige. That's why we're pleased to continue working with ASCA and with Goodwood in terms of promoting that high season Great British Racing. I think another part of the story in terms of the reward, yes, there's the 1.5 million. Yes, there's the prestige of having won a race that was twice Longines' best race in the world. And yes, the whole history of English racing. But more than that, there's some international bonuses as well.
Speaking of which, obviously, the arrival of Delon de Ceil for the 2025 renewal sparked enormous interest in Japan. Is that something particular, an area that you would want to build on?
Yeah, I mean, flat racing is a global sport. You only need to look at the Japan Cup last week to see the interest across there in thoroughbreds. Danone de Ceil came, Durezza came the year before. So I think there is not quite the same desire as winning the Arc, but I think we're getting there in terms of that global recognition that the international by name and increasingly by nature, which is why we were delighted that the Japanese Racing Association increased a further boost to the bonus pot. So if you win the Judmont International, the lion's share of 1.5 million, as it will be, and then win the Japan Cup in November 2026, a further $5 million will come your way, plus, of course, the rather nice prize money of the Japan Cup itself.
And, of course, in the Sky Bet Ewell Festival of 2025, you had asked for a win at the Nunthorpe for Australia. Wouldn't it be wonderful to get an Australian horse to the Judmont?
Yes, I think it's probably tougher for the Aussies over those middle distance trips. Their record in Europe has been built around sprinters. Asfora claimed the prize in fine style, followed up again, franking her form just across the pond at Irish Champions Festival. So August has really got now that global connection. We're starting to see a little wave of French horses coming back. We're putting in some work. The team go and visit the French trainers, and I think the next generation of French yards are perhaps more acutely aware of how easy it is relatively to get to York, and also the riches that await them, and we'd very much hope the Yorkshire welcome as well.
And finally, this is the first of a number of announcements. There are more to come in the new year, I hear. Would it be right to say that obviously there was so much uncertainty over last month's budget and what it might or might not contain, that you decided just delayed things until you saw that, so at least you know what you're working with? Would that be a fair comment?
Very much so. I mean, the instinct of the York Race Committee has always been to invest in prize money and indeed to invest in facilities for racegoers to enjoy. So that remains our starting point. The economic climate remains uncertain. There was, I think probably a mixed view on terms of the budget for racing particularly. Good news that Axe the Tax was successful in keeping the cap on betting on racing per se, but more concerning in terms of the broader economic impacts, particularly our partners in the bookmaking industry are really having to assess. But we're hugely proud of the relationship with Skybet, with Coral, with William Hill. And it goes back sort of 40 years in some cases. We'll just let things play through and hope we can continue those partnerships and work together to make racing on the Knavesmire the fantastic thing again in 2026 that it was in the year just passed.